For people with disabilities, video games can help them feel more included and accepted among their peers and social circles. But not everyone with a disability can play video games with a traditional controller. As Liz McCormick reports, one nonprofit organization in Kearneysville, West Virginia, has been trying to change that.
Stories online about video games can range from how playing can get you a new job to this year's biggest new games, or on the debate over whether video games inspire violence. But for some, video games are about social opportunity.
In a video game, you don't know that I have a disability.
That's Mark Barlay. He founded the Kearneysville-based Able Gamers Charity in 2004. It's an organization that helps folks with disabilities play video games with specially made video game controllers. Barlay says the controllers help people with disabilities play like everyone else.
I've seen where a profoundly disabled person mentions that they play a game, and all of a sudden, while that person was being completely ignored in a crowd, the person next to them says, "I play that game too," and all of a sudden, they're friends.
Here we go. So we got Rocket League here, set up with an Xbox Adaptive Controller. Rocket League is like soccer meets Demolition Derby.
That's Greg Haynes. He's one of Able Gamers' 6 employees. He's playing a racing game on the Xbox One game system using an adaptive controller. This controller looks like a plastic white pad and sits on a table. It has large black buttons built into the device and outlets to connect it with other external buttons. If you're not familiar, a traditional controller is held with both hands, while your thumbs are used primarily to make the character or object on the screen move. This modified controller allows someone who may have difficulty holding a traditional controller navigate a video game in a way that's comfortable for them.
One thing that people don't think of when they hold a traditional controller is that about 60% of your digits are used just to hold the controller. And for some players with disabilities, based on a number of things, that may not be a reality. So something like the Xbox Adaptive Controller allows you to essentially take the controller, flatten it down, and have it be on a surface so that you have access to a potential layout of buttons.
Able Gamers works with game developers and engineers to create these specialized controllers. In some cases, they help people get devices that respond to eye movements, foot taps, breath, or finger taps. These kinds of controllers aren't sold in stores. Some of the devices are made in-house, but most are either purchased or made elsewhere. In 2018, Able Gamers helped more than 1,400 people with disabilities get back into gaming. 8% of those required unique, specially made controllers. Demand for these controllers is high, though, and Able Gamers says they're only able to help about 30% of the requests that come in at any given time. But some experts are concerned that relying on video games or technology in general for social interactions could be more negative than positive.
You can't replace social interaction because there is an increase in depression, anxiety among teenagers.
That's Associate Professor of Psychology Heidi Dobish at Shepherd University. Dobish specializes in child, adolescent development, and lifespan social psychology.
Those that are spending a lot of time on Facebook, research is showing that they tend to have lower self-esteem because we are seeing an increase in anxiety, depression, loneliness, isolation, those sorts of things.
Dobish says access to video games for folks with disabilities can help a person feel empowered and create inclusion. But she cautions this shouldn't replace in-person interactions, especially for young people. However, inclusive socialization is one of the main benefits of video games for Jane Timmons Mitchell, a clinical psychologist and senior research associate at the School of Medicine at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. She says video games, especially those with educational or social components, can be a great thing for children and adults. In the case of someone with a disability, playing video games with others can help them feel connected.
One of the things that is pretty well established is that those can really increase cooperation and social skills.
Both Dobish and Timmons Mitchell agree finding balance is key, and that encouraging in-person social interactions and time spent outside, away from screens, is hugely beneficial to a person's mental and physical health, for those with disabilities and for those without. Able Gamers founder Barlay agrees that moderation and monitoring video game consumption is good, but he says he believes there is still great power through video games, that they can create an avenue where everyone is on the same playing field.
That's the power of this world that we live in now, that I don't have to be defined by my race, my creed, my LGBT status, my disability. we have those shared spaces. We have those connections.
Barlay says getting to play video games gives people the chance to run, jump, create, and be anyone they want to be. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Kearneysville.